Welcome to the STEAM Amazing Women podcast, where we share inspiring stories and practical insights for young women navigating STEM careers. Today's episode explores a key ingredient in career success, mentorship and networking. We will discuss how building meaningful connections and learning from others can open new doors and help you overcome challenges in STEM fields. I'm joined today by Angeliki Spiropoulou. Angeliki, thank you very much for being with us today. Can you tell
Thank
us
you for
briefly?
having me here.
Can you tell us briefly about your journey into your job and how you found your first mentor?
I started with a love for languages, but as I began teaching, I saw how powerful digital tools could be in helping students to learn. So that curiosity led me to tech education. My first mentor was a senior teacher who noticed that I was interested in using technology in class. So she encouraged me to explore more, guide me through certification, and most importantly, helped me believe I belonged in both language and tech spaces.
It is very interesting because you managed to navigate a language career and then getting into the tech field. So how did networking help you gain visibility or even opportunities in your career?
Yeah, so networking was a game changer for me. It wasn't about just handing out a CV. It was about conversations. That's why I joined online communities for teachers in STEM community and in education community. I attended webinars and shared my own work. And also, I think that these spaces helped me find collaborators, get invited to speak, and even co-create some projects. And for more, I showed up. I get to have more opportunities too.
So, in your opinion, Angeliki, what makes a good mentor-mentee relationship? What are the key components, let's say?
I think that a good relationship between a mentor and a mentee is built on honesty, empathy, and growth. The mentor should guide and the mentee should feel safe to ask and try the best of him and fail if he has to. Especially in STEM, where things evolve fast, it helps to have someone who believes in you and who believes in your potential and nudges you forward when you doubt yourself.
Many young women don't know how to find a mentor. What practical tips would you give to someone just starting out?
I don't know, maybe just be yourself and start where you are, step by step, and you may look for someone whose path inspires you. Maybe a teacher or someone on LinkedIn or a speaker at STEM. Reach out for a short, thoughtful message. I don't know, you don't have to say, "Will you be my mentor?" You have to ask for an advice or a short chat or something.
Thank you very much. And that brings us to the end of today's short episode. I would like to thank our guest for sharing her journey, her insights, and reminding us how powerful mentorship and networking can be. And if there is one thing we hope you take away, it's this. You don't have to walk this path alone. If you are looking for guidance, inspiration, or simply someone to believe in you, those connections are out there and they matter more than you think. Don't forget to explore more resources on the STEM Amazing Women Digital Academy. Follow our journey on social media and share this episode with someone who might need that little spark of encouragement. Until next time, stay inspired. Thanks a lot, Angeliki.
Thank you.